USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with tourism executives whose businesses are being hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic.
We're profoundly grateful to all of the companies and organizations here today representing tens of thousands of American workers.
Hotel CEOs told Trump that millions of workers are at risk around the world. One executive said he's been doing this for decades and this crisis is worse than anything he's seen before. Wall Street is liking what it heard regarding an economic stimulus package. The Dow gained 1,049 points to close at 21,237. Now, as far as what we can expect in that stimulus package, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says,
payments to small businesses, loan guarantees to critical industries such as airlines and hotels, and a stimulus package to the American worker.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.